1077 The River online exclusive.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, man. That's a challenge. It's probably a toss-up between the original Star Wars trilogy and Lord of the Rings. Like, those are, conceptually, they're different, but they're both fantasy trilogies and well done.
And so, epic, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So not Biodome.
No, that's probably not in my top 10. But
it's sad, but it was definitely in my top 10 at one point in my life. Hey, we're all young. I actually own every Pauly Shore movie ever made. That's sad in itself. That wouldn't be my favorite, though. That's a tough question, isn't it? You ever been asked that? People will usually spit out like a top three or something, but to put the onus on one movie as being your favorite. If I had to save my life, I'm probably going Armageddon. Because it's got everything you need. It's got star power, Bruce Willis. It's got comedy. Owen Wilson's great in that. It's got action, for sure, trying to save the world. Romance, a little terror. Ben Affleck gets shot. Some friends visiting on Sunday. Going to be in town for a couple of days and bringing their kids with them. So I had to go out and do some shopping, you know, get a little bit more kid-oriented. I don't have children. Man, did I have fun at the grocery store, though. Because I shot a text and said, well, what does Angus like to eat? And Candace, the mom, said, well, his favorite is Eggos and Nutella, if you happen to have that. Of course, I didn't, but happy to have it now. Went in there and I picked those two things up and I'm starting to think, you know what? Eggos and Nutella sounds like a pretty good idea. As do cookies. And I start going to all the spots where as a single person, you're not really, I can't remember the last time I bought cookies. I sure bought the heck out of them yesterday, though. Pudding? Yop. Hey, you don't see too many adults rolling around drinking yogurt, but a kid can have it. It gives me a good reason to put it in my fridge. And then I just went overboard. Like, they're only here for a couple of days, but I kept saying to myself, he might have it. If he doesn't, that's just too bad. Uncle Jared's going to have to eat all those Pop-Tarts himself. Do you know who Carlos Slim is? He's a Mexican billionaire. Last few years, he was the richest man on Earth. Bill Gates has since passed him, so poor guy. He's only the second richest man on Earth now. He's got a great idea, though. He says to improve productivity and stop burnout, we should all be working three-day work weeks. So we have a lot more time for leisure activities. He says increase the hours a little bit, though. Instead of working a 9-to-5, people should work 10 to 11 hours per day. And also work until you're 70 or 75. So tack on another 10 years of slugging away at work. Initially, you think three-day work week. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But then what are you going to do with all that free time? Spend your money? Spend your money you're not making anymore because your hourly wages are lost? And I don't think we have, you know, when you think of 24-hour businesses and all the hours you have to make up, we just don't have enough people to pull that off. You'd wipe out unemployment in a hurry, but you still wouldn't have enough people. Plus, if the 9-to-5ers jump up to 10 or 11 hours per day, congratulations, 12-hour work shift person. You now work 16 hours a day.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy Podcast.
A company has put together the top Google searches by province in Canada. Obviously, we all know what the top searches entail, so we'll skip those and go to more clean searches, because that particular topic, across the board. Manitoba, Rick Mercer, twerking, and poison. In British Columbia, gin, booze, and hangover cures. In Ontario, some of the top searches include how to cheat on your spouse, Drake, and Bieber. None of it's a little bit vain, because their top search is none of it. In Alberta, for the most part, we're really, really filthy. Cleanest one I could find in the list was hot pants. I might search that today just for general interest. In Saskatchewan, one of their top searches is green poop. Can't blame him, though. You got to get that costume for the Rider game. You'll recall the story of the man who had the Kickstarter program, wanted to make some potato salad, so looking for the generosity of others in order to do so, and people were overly generous, making him a worldwide story because he got over $50,000 in donations. You obviously don't need that to make potato salad, but a top chef in Ontario says that if you use the right ingredients, you actually could bust off a bowl for about 8 or 9 people that would cost $50,000.
Boiled potatoes, a little capers, gherkin, onion, grainy mustard dressing. Foie gras, amazing caviar that ranges from $1,200 to $2,400 a kilo. White truffles from northwest Italy, from Alba. The best of olive oil. Wonderful rock salt or Maldon salt. Gold leaf, $104 to $218 for 17 grams.
And there you have it. One big bowl of potato salad that would cost $50,000 to make. I've never understood the gold flakes thing. Like, why do people need to eat gold? You can't digest it anyways. Side note, I also have a $50,000 old potato salad family recipe. Pretty easy to make. Go to Safeway, buy a tub of potato salad. Add pepper. Go buy a Volvo. I got this loaner phone. Oh, and it's been just awful. Have you ever had to swap your phone out? You notice how every single thing about it is just, it's not you. They don't give you a phone that's, you know, when you go and you say you got in a car accident and you go to the rental car place, they try to give you a similar model. When you go in with your phone, it's almost like they're, here he comes. Give him that pink one, the Hello Kitty one. Tell him it's our only phone. We know it's not your only phone. We know you're getting kicks from this. So I go from this big, beautiful, because I like a big phone. Bigger the better. I go from that to this tiny little thing, and then for 2.5 weeks, I can't handle it because the buttons are too small. It can't do anything that my phone could do. That's it. I'm pitching a reality TV show. You've heard of wife swapping? Phone swap.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.